This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with Lee Thurburn, and we're going to be talking about what every entrepreneur needs to know. Hey, Lee, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rafe. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know, you told me you were going to ask that question. I thought, how should I start off? And I think the best way is to say I'm a little bit of a junkie, kind of a startup junkie. The defining moment or the defining experience in my life was when I created a company called FlashNet, which was a dial-up internet company. And it became, in 33 months, we went from one employee and no customers to an IPO. And during that was back in the dot-com days. And I got to see what it was like to take a company to a huge scale in a very sort of explosive, exciting time and environment. I've been trying to recreate that in a variety of ways ever since, with a variety of businesses ever since that time frame. And I just love the energy and the excitement and the, the creativity, the whole mix of everything that goes together in creating a business and growing it. So, you know, I think a startup junkie, entrepreneur junkie is a good way to say that's what I am.
That's great. Okay, so tell us about your company that you started and the process of how you started it and everything.
You're talking about the FlashNet company?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that company was actually started as a result of a vision that I received in the middle of the night on July 13th, 1995. I had just come off the heels of a failed business, and I had this vision where God spoke to me and told me that my future was tied to the internet and helping people. And I literally heard him speak to me in the middle of the night. It woke me up in the middle of a dream. And quite honestly, at that point in time, I'd heard about the internet but didn't know what it was. And as a result of that vision that I had and the instructions to go forward, I, in the course of about 4 weeks, figured out what the internet was, put a company together, went out and raised some capital, found a partner, and started a company 4 weeks later called FlashNet, which was in the dial-up internet business. And over the course of 3.5 years, we grew that company from being a basically the smallest in a field of 1,400 competitors. In the summer of 1995, when we started, there were 1,400 internet companies already in existence. By the time we got to March of 1999, there were 5,500 competitors, and we were the 13th largest. And so we took our company public on the NASDAQ, and then about 6 months later, we sold it to Prodigy, and about 9 months after that, closed the deal with Prodigy and Southwestern Bell, and we were out of the business. So the whole gamut of startup to exit was about a little over 4.5 years, I guess. Well, actually, right at four years. So,
wow.
It was kind of a rocket ride, but it was a lot of fun. But I learned a lot of lessons during that time.
Yeah, awesome. So you mentioned a little bit about God, and, you know, I know a lot about you, that you're a Christian and I'm a Christian. So talk about God in business. Like, how important is it having God in your business?
You know, I think it can be extremely important. First of all, that's where the source of sort of, in my mind, of all creativity and all, sort of your moral compass comes from.
Right.
There are certainly plenty of people in the world of business that probably don't really have any professed relationship with, God or Lord. And, many of them are very successful. So, I do think it's certainly possible to become successful without without embracing, a belief in, God and Jesus and all that.
Yeah.
I do think that you have a tendency to become much more successful. But here's the more important thing. I think without a relationship, what ends up happening is when success really does kick in, and I suffered from this because my relationship drifted. When success really does kick in, it can be very easy for you to begin to believe that it's all about you, and
right.
and your moral compass can drift, and your relationships with other people can suffer. You can become very narcissistic, and while that doesn't happen necessarily to everybody, whether they have a relationship or not, I think that I think it can happen, and I think that, you know, a solid relationship with our Lord is the kind of thing that helps keep you focused on what are the really important things in life. And
right.
It's not just money. It's about being of service and helping other people
right.
achieve their goals.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So you teach entrepreneurship at University of Texas Arlington, right?
Yes, I do.
So talk about that and then give us some basic advice that entrepreneurs should know that you also teach them.
So I was invited about 5 years ago to teach a class. It was really interesting. It was almost like another God thing. I was literally standing at my whiteboard with my wife, and we were talking about a book I'd like to write about entrepreneurship. And I was literally outlining sort of the major topic areas when I got a call from Abdul Rashid, who's the dean of the college of the school of he's the chair on the management department. He heads up the management department. And Abdul gave me a call and said, "Hey, Lee, would you be interested in teaching a class?" And I looked at the whiteboard and I said, "Heck yeah." So I basically started teaching the class as a result of that. It's been a wonderful experience. I'll tell you, nothing helps you learn a subject by having to teach it to others. And even though I was a successful serial entrepreneur, there still were huge gaps in my knowledge because, you know, when I went to school, you studied accounting, then you studied management, then you studied marketing, you studied finance. There wasn't a class called entrepreneurship that pulled all this stuff together. I had to go out and figure all that stuff out.
Right.
And there were big gaps in my knowledge, even though I had become successful. Well, I'd figured a lot of it out, but the organized structure of the class was really good for me.
Yeah.
And one of the, as I prepared for the class and prepared to teach the students, certain things really jumped out in my mind. And some of them are major messages from my time with FlashNet. And so one of the single most important things I try to teach the students, you know, there's a lot of sort of mundane things like the importance of a business plan and the importance of a competitive advantage and stuff like that. But there's some really just almost super simple fundamental things that a lot of people never really think about. One is a real common thing. Many people get into a business as an entrepreneur, a lot like Michael Gerber with the E-Myth says, from an entrepreneurial seizure. They're great technicians, they're great pie bakers, or HVAC technicians, or plumbers, or whatever. And they go, you know what? I can do this better than my boss. I'm just going to go start my own business. And they're really good at a product, but they're not really good at a lot of things. So one of the things a lot of people get into business doing is they know that their product or service is needed. So they go start selling what's needed. But here's the thing. Just because people need what you have doesn't mean they want it. And people are not going to buy something until they want it.
Huh.
And so if you can focus your attention on providing a product or service that people have already identified that they want, or that when they hear about it, they decide, oh, wow, I want that. They don't have to go through a big conversion of need to want. You're going to be vastly more successful. So an example, Facebook. Facebook became a huge success, not because people were waking up going, man, I wish somebody would invent a social media, you know, thing. It became a big success because when Zuckerberg put it together, people went, they heard about it and they go, oh, I want that. He didn't have to go through a sales process. They just heard about it and they go, oh, I want it.
Right.
And the same thing with Twitter and Instagram and all these other companies that become massively successful. It might be a blue ocean nobody's ever heard of, but the minute they hear about it, they go, ooh, I want that.
Right.
But if they hear about your insurance product, or they hear about your home cleaning product, or they hear about your roofing product, they don't go, ooh, give me that name. I want that. You have to convince them that they want your product over others. So in the very beginning, as an entrepreneur is crafting a business idea or concept, if they can focus on finding a product or service that people are going to want, then they're going to be way ahead of the game and have a much more scalable business.
That's awesome.
So that's probably the single biggest thing I can tell you is try to do that. And then also try to focus your attention on creating a product or service that has a recurring revenue component.
Yeah.
Something where people pay you on a monthly or quarterly or annual basis for a continuation, and whether they're contractually obligated or just habituated, that they pay you on a regular basis, because those businesses have predictable revenue streams, and because of that, they have the highest grade, they have the highest resale value when it comes time to sell your business, and therefore other businesses want to buy your business, so it gives you a much more predictable and easier exit opportunity.
That's awesome. What's the one thing you would tell entrepreneurs on how they could be successful?
Well, you know, I guess the single biggest thing is, whatever business you're going to get in, ideally have experience in that business before you get into it. Probably the biggest problem that entrepreneurs have is they think because they've had success in one area, or they have experience in one area and they know they're smart and they know they're problem solvers, they think, oh, I can just go jump into this other area. Make sure you do your homework and make sure that you know the business. Don't get into something that you're not knowledgeable about. Make sure that you have a solid foundation before you go get into it, because there's so many different things that you don't know, that you don't know, that what you don't know is going to get you. It's going to be Murphy rearing his ugly head at the least opportune, at the least, you know, at the most difficult time. So try to focus on businesses that you actually have a solid foundation of knowledge. Do a good solid business plan and make sure that you have enough capital and capital in reserve to be able to get you through to the times when the business will actually generate enough cash to support itself.
That's awesome. So here's my question, and I've been curious about this for a long time. What is an entrepreneur? Because a lot of people call themselves an entrepreneur, but they're not making money, or they are making money, but they're not hiring people. Like, what do you think an entrepreneur is, or who it is?
You know, there's a lot of great definitions of entrepreneurship out there, but what we teach in our class, I think, is actually pretty good. There's a key component to entrepreneurship, and it's kind of almost easier to say what isn't and what is. First of all, an entrepreneur is somebody that creates a new business. Now, beyond that, they're pretty much the same definition as a small business owner. So when I say creates a new business, here's what I mean. You might create a taco shop, but that doesn't mean that it has to be a brand new concept. In other words, other people have taco shops. If you're a franchisee and you're buying a taco shop concept from Torchy's Tacos or Fuzzy's Tacos, you're not creating that business. Somebody else created the business. They worked out all the bugs. They created the processes. All you're doing is buying into it. So in most cases, franchisees are not entrepreneurs. Huh. Neither are doctors or dentists or attorneys or chiropractors or, you know, accountants or, you know, all the insurance agents or real estate agents. They're not entrepreneurs. They're not really creating a new business. They're selling somebody else's products and services. Multi-level marketing people, they're not entrepreneurs. They're selling somebody else's products and services using a proven system, none of which did they create. Now, if you go out and create a multi-level business, you're an entrepreneur. That means that you create it and you get other people to sell for you. If you go out and create a business that you may turn into a franchise, as the franchisor, you're an entrepreneur. But the major thing is you create the business. Now, again, that doesn't mean that it has to be something nobody's ever thought of. It just means that that particular business, you figured all the stuff out. You figured out the brand, how to buy the products, how to put the sandwiches together, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. You created the processes and the businesses. You worked out the bugs. So an entrepreneur is somebody that goes out and creates a new business.
Gotcha.
And then at some point in time, they begin to make money. Now, you know, you can be an entrepreneur without any employees. You can be an entrepreneur without any real success in terms of revenues or profits. Obviously, you're not a very successful entrepreneur, but you can still meet the definition of being an entrepreneur as long as you're creating it.
Gotcha.
Many entrepreneurs are really more of an entrepreneur hobbyist. They're making just enough money to support their hobby,
right,
and to be able to write off some stuff, but they're not really making any money. They're not really significantly adding to the economy of their community or the country. So while they might technically fit the definition of an entrepreneur, they're really more in the hobbyist realm.
Gotcha.
But some of those hobbyist businesses figure it out. So there's not a particular metric of you've got to have 5 employees or anything like that. It's really more of a concept of if you're driving after profit, if you're trying to build a long-term legacy, if you're creating the business and the concepts and the processes yourself, and your goal is to make a profit, if you're assembling resources to take advantage of an opportunity or a niche that you found, then that's the definition of an entrepreneur.
Yeah, gotcha. So this is the time in the segment where you could say whatever's on your mind and share whatever you feel is important. So I'm opening up to you.
Thank you. Here's my big thing. I believe the vast majority of small businesses, there's 26.5 million small businesses in the United States, 27.5 million businesses. So let's say there's 1 million that are big businesses. 26.5 million of those businesses are pretty much either solopreneurs or they just have 2, 3, 4 employees. The vast majority of them suffer from one common problem. Where is my next customer coming from? And most of them suffer from a failure of clearly identifying or articulating who their customer is. What does a target customer look like? Second, figuring out where those customers or potential customers live. In other words, where's the target rich audience? Third, how do I communicate to them? What message are they going to respond to? And then fourth, when they do, how do I capture that relationship and start some sort of sales process, drip marketing, or whatever you want to call it? So identifying that sales process where you can pour dollars into the advertising and you get customers out the other end that fuel the process, creating a process. The failure to effectively know how to do those steps and create a process is the reason the vast majority of small businesses stay small. My goal is to help them figure those things out and to provide them with the technology to solve that problem, to be able to help them identify where their target rich audience is and to communicate to them and to convert them from prospects into customers. And that's what my business, Apricot Rocket, is designed to do. It's a combination of a CRM, marketing automation, and shopping cart system that's fully integrated that allows small businesses, if they have a product, we have a tool that allows them to not only sell their product, but also to build a reseller network within our system to have other people that don't have products help you sell your product. So we take care of that for people that have products that they sell online.
Awesome.
But for people that have prospects and they're trying to convert them into customers, we have the database tools, the email and text marketing tools, the marketing automation tools, the ability to actually create an online process that's as simple as it possibly can be made to help them convert prospects into customers. And so that biggest dilemma that those 26.5 million small businesses have, we have a tool that helps them solve that dilemma.
Cool. Lee, thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
You're welcome, Rafe. It was a pleasure, and let me know anytime I can help you in any way, man.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rafe. Bye.
Bye.